T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, it all started Sunday night. Tempers flared. The Chiefs lose. The game gets delayed. It goes into a crazy lightning delay. Then they come back and the Bills beat us, and it's another loss. That's unexpected. Everybody thought we were going to have a great season. So far, it's been very mediocre. To that, tempers flared in the stands. And then over the years, I've seen him too. So I never remember the guy's name, X Factor. That's the cheesehead guy that has the old Green Bay Packers cheese hat painted red, right? And, or, and I'm not sure what
maybe
it's...
Maybe black, yeah. I'm not, but red and black.
I don't know what it's supposed to be. But it's you know, he's a Chiefs dude.
Yeah.
So he does that all the time. And then he had a friend, Red Extreme, who is all red, and he has an outfit on, right?
Right.
And I guess they're always in the same section. And years ago, they were super close. And then a lady got involved.
Always.
So says one. Fast forward, and we're going to get the whole backstory, but fast forward to what happened on Sunday night. Video goes everywhere across the United States about the cheesehead guy, X Factor, getting, all you see is the other dude who's not in costume blips him one, and then he goes down and then rolls down some stairs and lays there like, bleh. So he says on his Twitter that he had terrible injuries. It said, the man who knocked out me, a.k.a. X Factor, is Red Extreme, who is right in front of me in the photo. It's an old photo. Feud started 18 years ago when he slept with the mother of my child behind my back. He broke my hand, ankle, jaw, teeth, and 4 ribs of punching me. Now, as soon as I said that, a bunch of people said that that dude was in a car accident.
Yeah, like days before, allegedly.
So, I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I find it all very interesting.
Yeah.
So, but as we start getting into this Red Extreme, I started looking. I realized, dude, that's the guy we know. That's the dude, because he looks different now.
Who came in like what?
Because he's got a big beard now and hair.
Yeah. He came in what, 12, like I was.
At least a decade.
At least a decade ago.
Yeah.
And got a tattoo the same day T got bitch on his ass.
That's right. That's right. So the football game is going. Everything is rolling on. And this becomes a huge story, man. Everybody's so excited about the game. What's going to happen? Now we got Tim on. Tim is Red Extreme, correct? Is that right? Tim, by the way, I had no idea that you were also a mascot guy.
Well, I don't really consider myself a mascot guy. I had to walk away from that when somebody wanted to get his fourth DUI and allegations against children.
Hold on, you? What?
No, that was not me that had to walk away from a character because of allegations.
All right. Well, hold on. Well, you're going to have to catch me up on this because I don't know anything about this, Tim. Which, by the way, you still got the tattoo?
Yes, I do.
So we met Tim a long time ago, and he definitely struck me as a wild man.
Yeah.
By the way, that was such a good tattoo.
It really was. Jen did an awesome job. Jen from.
Yeah. Jen did a monster job. She did a
work, man.
Beautiful job. I mean, it was a good likeness, I thought.
You know, a lot of people would look at it and they're like, man, that is an awesome tattoo. Who's it up? So I just lied to them as I got a little older and grew hair. I told them it was me.
All right. So, hey, you want to talk about getting famous? This is going to be infamous as well. All the video shows is you socking the guy with the painted cheese hat thing, and he's wearing like a cape and some outfit with all the Kansas City Chiefs stuff on it. I've seen him at the on TV before. But you guys have known each other a long time. Same section, 129. He said, and this was the tweet thing that was happening yesterday, he's my old apprentice. I actually made him famous, you know, gave him the name Red Extreme, Routon said. I saw him come up the stairs at me, and he had that look, I'm going to kill you. So I tried to grab his jersey to stop him and talk to him, but like the movie Friday, he Debo'd me. What's that?
When Debo and Friday.
Debo would punch him up in the air and land on the ground.
Well, for some movies, I was thinking Friday the 13th. One punch
and
I just
had to look that up last night, Johnny. I had no idea what Debo'd was either. Yep. I'm trying to figure out, what does Dwayne Bowe have to do with that?
Because Dwayne Bowe, he's smoking
he
weed.
He got you high,
allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah. Then they took me to triage at Arrowhead, checked me out. I felt all right at the time, but then I didn't know I had broken my ribs. And so then you posted it up, and you just said a cup of water was thrown up and hit my wife in the back and splashed onto me. I never in my life felt so bad about feeling so good about knocking that low-life son of a bitch out. The greatest feeling I've ever had, I've had in a long time. So what went down? First of all, what's the long-running feud about? He says it's because you banged this old lady.
Well, number one, I never did, and I believe you guys know her too, but I'm not going to mention her name.
Yeah.
The long-running feud, he used that as an excuse to try to stem every reason he has to dislike me. That is his ultimate thing. His Facebook is public, and you can go through it just here recently, and he talks in his Twitter thing that you read 18 years ago, the one that you just read a few minutes ago, you know, where I'm in front of him?
Yeah.
He claims 18 years ago.
Yeah.
His child's mother was pregnant with a different man's wife at that time, and he didn't even know her then. And I met her through him.
All right. Well, listen.
So how could I be sleeping with his girlfriend if he didn't even know her yet? That's number one. But the case is I never did sleep with her. Her and I have been friends this entire time.
Did she say yes or no?
Oh, she on his Facebook yesterday or on his Twitter yesterday, she called him out and she told him, this is a lie. You can't get any part of your stories correct.
All right. So
he is aggravated because I can base everything I tell you and I can supply information for everything I tell you.
Well, listen, I don't care if you banged her or not. It has nothing to do with it. I'm just trying to figure out why you guys were fighting. So 18 years, but then all these seasons, you guys are in the same section?
No, his seats are in 127.
Okay.
And he claimed on Facebook that I did this with him going to his seat. He doesn't sit in section 129.
So he was, okay, so he didn't even have seats where you were. So, but correct. This, but all the, over the years, you stopped, by the way, so you're not wearing the red anymore. That just is something, and why, is that because you guys, you just didn't want to be associated with him?
I walked away from him because I wanted no association with him. I wanted nothing to do with this man besides making his life hell. When he does things like exposing himself in public, he gets charges for lewd and lascivious behavior. And like I said, I can show you the screenshots from the court records when he was arrested for this.
Yeah.
For lewd and lascivious behavior and assault on an LEO, trespassing. That was all in one arrest in Johnson County.
Well, listen, I don't know anything about that. But and I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm just telling you, later on when this goes to court, I don't want to be a part of it. And so this has been happening a long time. Like I said, I don't know any of this story. I'm listening to what's being said.
Right.
So then over the years, how do you guys treat each other over all these years? Like, once you decide you can't be friends anymore, like, do you not talk? Is it an angry thing? What happens?
It's been trash talk since then.
Right. How long has that been going on?
I'm going to call it 10 to 12 years. It started with him spraying an ex-girlfriend with a bottle of Raid at a game.
The bottle of Raid?
Yes.
And, okay. And so, how in the hell does it go 12 years that outside of Arrowhead, you two don't find each other and figure it out?
We've never timed it up. I've asked him to meet me. The one time I was face-to-face with him was the day I shot a video of him at his store over across from the stadium there. They're my neighbor's bar and grill. He was going to open a store, and he came across, you know, the bar that's catty corner from there that does the biker wash and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of it. I was over there with some friends of mine. He came over there with his car and started beef with one of the girls that was washing cars. I alone went over to his store, which that video was shot 5 years. It's got over 50,000 views on YouTube itself, which is where he exposed himself, and he was toting Winnie the Pooh around on top of his car.
So this has been going a long time. Now let's get to the Sunday night. The Bills and the Chiefs. It's not going well. People are upset. You're saying he doesn't sit in your section. He shows up in your section. What did he want?
Well, I didn't even know. I do this dumb little thing that some people call dumb. I stand on my chair on third down. I turn around. I put my arms in the crowd to try to make as much noise on third down as I can. As I went to get down off of my chair, I realized something hit me in the back, and I knew I was wet. I wasn't really concerned for it at that point. So I turned around, and I looked, and I did something I hate anybody else that does. So I flipped the crowd off behind me thinking, you know what? I've got a pain in the butt Buffalo Bill behind me. So I turn around and watch the down. Just like the rest of the game, we didn't stop them on third down. So I turn around and I look behind me, and Tyree Alton is standing off to my right as I turn around and look. So he's standing behind me on my left side when I'm looking at the field. And he looks directly at me with a smirk on his face and does that little hand thing. Come on.
Right.
When I realized that my wife had been hit with a water bottle and that she was soaked, I decided to head that direction. When I went out the aisle and went up the path, I didn't have a choice. I had two hands on my jersey. And at that point, man, I don't know what happened. I just know next thing I knew, he was rolling down the stairs.
And so what happens after that? Because I saw the video that you posted on your Facebook, and clearly you're a very big Arrowhead fan, a very big Chiefs fan. You find it, you're very reverent about what you feel when you're there. It's your life. It's a very big thing. Now you may be banned for life.
There's been some conversation. I think I'm going to be okay with it.
Right. Well, I hope not, because you seem to like it, and I don't like the violence in the stands. I mean. If you were defending yourself, then I understand it.
Well, he grabbed me. I was going up to get security and to get him out of the section. On another man's Facebook, the gentleman where Ty got the water bottle, he's claiming he did not throw it. The gentleman that he got the water bottle from posted on Ty's Facebook and said, "Dude, you took my water." Your exact words were, "I know that effer, and you launched the bottle at."
So there you go. That was Tim Orman. That was the guy who socked the other guy. That was his version of it. And it was a bad day. It was a very bad day, man. Super fans are beating super fans. And it's very, very frightening out there.
Super fans, causing havoc up in the stands. We love our team, they will proclaim. But I'm just trying to watch the f***ing game. Oh, boy.
Yeah!
Here come the super fans. Every stadium has one of these guys who dresses up and cheers. And it's all fun and games till you spill my $15 beer.
Sports team! Sorry, bro.
That's okay. I'll just take out a second mortgage on my house to buy another one, you shithead.
You want
to
go, bro?
Oh, look, sports.
Ah!
Super fans, fighting each other up in the stands. Scream and shout, that's what you do. But guess what, pal? It's not about you. Look out.
Sports!
Here come the super fans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.